With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There are no reports of injuries after passengers on board a Delta flight had to escape using emergency slides in Florida. The Delta flight from Orlando to Atlanta was stopped when flames shot out of an engine before takeoff at Orlando International. Video posted online shows smoke and flames coming from the right side of the plane. There were 200 people on board, in addition to 10 flight attendants and two pilots. No word yet on the cause of the fire. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gives testimony at her New York Times defamation trial.
The former Republican candidate for vice president answered questions on Monday in Manhattan federal court at a trial of her claims against the newspaper. The Times ran a correction in less than a day to an editorial that falsely stated that Palin's political action committee had contributed to an atmosphere of violence before a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona. But Palin says the correction did not name her and could not restore her reputation. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today on Obamacare's mandate that insurance companies cover everything from depression screenings to HIV prevention drugs. More details from Bernie Bennett.
The lawsuit, brought by conservative employers in Texas, targets the expert panel that advises HHS on which preventable care services insurers must cover without cost sharing. The employers argue that task forces are unconstitutional because their members are not confirmed by the Senate nor chosen by a Senate-confirmed agency head. Lower federal courts also agreed with the Texas employers' separate arguments that some of the Affordable Care Act's requirements violated their religious rights. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery and corruption trial. This is SRN News. A new poll maps out queer trans affiliation in the U.S.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. A district judge was appointed by Biden sided with the ACLU's motion for a preliminary injunction, which stays the action while the lawsuit plays out. This is SRN News. Well, the U.S. and Iran are expressing positivity to this past weekend's talks over Tehran's nuclear program.
Both Iran and the U.S. say they made progress in their second round of talks, which took place Saturday in Rome. The next round will take place in Muscat, Oman, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Esmail Baghaei says. Baghaei adds technical meetings, which Iran has said are set to start in the coming days, will be followed by high-level negotiations currently scheduled for Saturday. The sides made very good progress in our direct and indirect discussions, according to a senior Trump administration official. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse was stolen at a Washington, D.C. restaurant Sunday night. She had money in her purse to buy gifts for her kids and grandkids and to pay for Easter dinner and other things. No word on where her security detail was at the time her purse was taken. More details at SRNNews.com.